before we leave that bay, so to speak. So I just kind of wanted to call your attention to some of the other important issues that come up on Daf Beis. So there was a new sheet of Arma Komos today. Did anyone get far in it and finish it? Okay, anyone finish half of it?
Yeah.
Okay, you finished the whole top section?
Yeah.
Did anyone get to the bottom section at all? All right, so we'll see how much we get to today in our very brief few moments that we have. But essentially, there were two topics that I wanted to call your attention to. Maybe we'll just get to one of them today. Is one topic is just when the Gemara raises, really, as a Havamina, the idea that one could make a kinyan through Re'iyah. And the notion that we have to emphasize that the person acquires the object through picking it up as if it could have been possible to do it otherwise. The discussion of Gemara at the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. And the second topic, which again we'll either maybe discuss tomorrow depending on time, has to do with the role of Eid Echad in terms of affecting a Chiyuv Shvuah, which comes out of the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So first let's look at the first one. So know that the Gemara here on Beis Amud Aleph talks about finding this talis and uses the language of Ani Mitzasiya. And the Gemara talks about, the Gemara over here in Beis Amud Aleph talks about what that means, about the necessity that you actually pick it up. And in the context of that, the Gemara raises the question of whether one should say that Re'iyah Ba'alma could be effective. And the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be that Re'iyah Ba'alma is not effective. So commenting on the Havmina and the Maskana, so there's two Tosus in here, Re'iyah Ba'alma Kana and Re'iyah Ba'alma Lo Kana. So the first Tosus makes reference to two Mishnayos on Tesamud Beis and Yudim and Aleph, if you got a chance to see on the Marmakomos. One where the Gemara says, Ra'a Samitsiya, Vamar Lachaveru Tneili. So there, the assumption seems to be that you need to have it actually given to you in order for it to be a kinyan, in order for you to acquire a Mitsiya. Right? So if you look at the Mishnah, they're both very brief Mishnayos. So here on Tesamud Beis, Hayarochev Agabe Behemav Ra'a Samitsiya, person is riding on an animal and he sees a Mitsiya. He says to his friend, give it to me. Not love amar ani zachisiba zachaba. That if he then picks it up and he says, I am zocha to it, so it is his. So the assumption seems to be that he doesn't get it just by seeing it. He has to actually have it given to him. And so too, if you look at the Mishnah on Yudim and Aleph, Ra'as ha-metziyah v'nafal aleha, you see the Mitzvah and you throw yourself upon it like it's a grenade, and somebody else comes and picks it up out from under you. So then this one is the one who has acquired it. So there again, also clearly you saw it first and you threw yourself on it, and yet the other one who actually picks it up beats you to the punch. Hi. That's on Yudim and Aleph. So Tosus points out both of these Gemaras. And Tosus has an answer which maybe is a little bit difficult. And it says, Kevin Amar Tneili Oshanafel Alea Gali Daiti Dlo Nichele Lemikni Achiagili Adam. That apparently maybe it could have worked with Re'iyah, maybe there is such a thing. But because he chose to use different methods, since he said, give it to me, or he said, I'm going to jump on it. So then that shows you that he's not relying on his Re'iyah. That's not really effective. And therefore, we have to still consider the possibility of whether Re'iyah might actually be a kinyan. The second Tosus also raises an objection that when the Gemara seems to conclude the Re'iyah Ba'al Malokani, so here Tosus quotes the Gemara towards the end of Maseches Bava Metzia, so there the Gemara has an opinion, and if you look over there, if you saw in the Marmakomos, it's also a machlokus in the Gemara there, and it seems that lahalacha we paskin that habata ba'alma, habata behefker is lo kani. How would we translate habata behefker? It sounds like it means that there's something ownerless and you want to acquire it through looking at it. So there it's a machlokis in the Gemara, and again it seems that the psak is really actually low kani, but working off at least the opinion that it's kani, so does that contradict this position that Bria Ba'alma low kani? So habat hafgahani sha'asa maisa kolduhu kigon shagadar gedar kani. There the assumption is that he didn't actually just look at what he wanted to acquire, but he actually did something. He actually built a little bit of a fence around it. So both of these answers are a little bit difficult. Can you see reasons to challenge these two answers? Again, one place, you know, the question is coming from two different directions, right? But one toast is saying that clearly Mishnayos seem to tell us that Re'iya does not count as a kinyan because they give us two cases where Re'iya has clearly taken place and yet the kinyan is not solid, is not presumed. And the answer they give there is, well, since you're doing other things, that shows you're not interested in using Re'iya as the kinyan. And then, on the possibility that Re'iya shouldn't work, and how that would contradict the Gemara that says that Habata does work for Hefker, so Tosa says, well, there that you did something more than Habata. You actually built a little bit of a fence. So are either of those answers satisfying? You want to try to address them? You can say they are satisfying, yeah, but there are weaknesses a little bit in both answers. Jonathan?
I mean, well, like we've spoken about with maybe Ovis, then there's different levels, there's different strengths. So just because somebody decides to employ one method of kinyan doesn't mean that the other one doesn't work. If he says, you know, maybe Re'iya is not as strong as physically taking something, that doesn't mean that now it's black and white, that Re'iya doesn't work at all.
So you're saying that doesn't necessarily... So
that's not a good answer.
But maybe that is Tosus' answer. Maybe that works with what Tosus is saying, that Re'iya does work, but just that there's a circumstance where it won't work.
I thought Rabbi's question was, does this show that Re'iya does not work? And my answer
But
my answer to that would be no. It just means that maybe it's not as strong as...
I think that's consistent
with
Tosus.
Yeah.
I think that's essentially the first... Second Tosus is probably a little weaker than the first Tosus. Brian, did you have your hand up before?
I mean, I just didn't understand if there's a difference between building on something and throwing yourself on top of it. Both of them seem to at least signify the same thing, although through different ways.
So yeah, I guess it's an interesting question why throwing yourself is not, although building a fence does seem to be some type of a chazaka, some type of a significant kinyan. The question is, I think what's a little bit troublesome about that answer is, you're really going to call that habata? You know, habata means to look at something. So to say, well, we don't just mean looking, we mean actually building a fence. So then that's called building a fence. You know, that's called something more significant. That's clearly its own category. Okay. Hi?
Would building a fence without a button work?
So it could be some kind of chazaka. It depends on, I guess, the circumstances. It would definitely seem to have its own reason to work. It would be hard to believe you'd call that habata. It's a big detail to leave out. So the Tosfos Rid talks about this also, right? Tosfos Rid has a different answer. Did anyone get to see the Tosfos Rid? Especially if you have the fancy schmancy Gemaras that have the Tosfos Rid printed in them, which I think actually this one does. So if you got a chance to see the Tosfos Rid, so the Tosfos Rid says that it's a different kind of habata that's dealt with in the end of the Masechta. The habata that we're dealing with refers to Shmira. That you're not just looking at something, but you're looking at it in a purposeful way. You're guarding it. And that your guarding of it is a assumption of responsibility. So that's a little bit more than saying, I saw it first. Now, Tosus's gedder is also a type of guarding, but it just is a more prominent act. But the idea that go looking at it and guarding it, that might be a little bit more. So that's essentially what the Tosfos Rid says. I think in this fancy Gemara, there's Tosfos Rid printed in here. Definitely some of the Gemaras have Tosfos Rids in there. So if you look there, yeah, here it is. So I can read it to you. The Bria Ba'alma Lo Kanila. Asavi kasha v'ham rina and b'shili perek mesichtin dekuli alma habata behefker kanya tshuva oso habata hi shmura kedam rina hasam shomrei svichim b'shvias note on scharen. So there, because the Gemara talks, what the Gemara is talking about there is about people who are watching the growths during Shemitah year, which is a halachic issue in itself, because technically you're not supposed to guard the growth during Shemitah. So then the other Rishonim, the Ramban, has this answer also. They talk about the different types of guarding. You can't guard your produce against other people taking it, but you can guard it against animals, against things like that. So that type of guarding, so maybe that's kind of a kinyan. So he ends off saying that the Mishum Hachi Kanya Afal Pishahem Chubarim Lakarka Avala Olam Riyab Alma Lo Kanya Filu
Batalish. Hi. Wasn't it specifically the Hefker produce?
Yeah, well, everything is we Hefker in Shemitah. Right, so that.
Why would it be an issue for you of guarding it?
I mean, for another person.
Right. Is it an issue of.
It's a big question of who's going to be guarding it. You think the person who wants to now take it from the Hefker,
right,
he's guarding it for himself. So that's apparently. He's his way of acquiring it for himself through the guarding process, which is an important nuance also. So it's a different approach than what the Tosfos on our daf says. And it's a little bit easier to swallow that maybe it's a different definition or different type of habata than such a significant difference as actually building something. So it's an interesting question in general, what the role of kinyanim is in this whole process. And the Sefer Nosson Pirio in the Sugis by our often mentioned Rav Nosson Gestetner. So in the Simen Chavtas, I believe, so he has a discussion about the role of Kinyanim here in general, where he refers to Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel, among his many Svarim, has a Sefer called Siyunim LaTorah. And Klal Lametes. So he discussed the role of Kinyanim. We talked about this a little bit hashkafically. I mean, Parshas Chayisar, we talked about the role of Kinyan and Kiddushin. And we discussed why it is that Kiddushin uses a model that draws from property. So what exactly is the role of a Kinyan in transferring property? So he asserts there, as many others assert as well, that really what makes property transfer is the intent of the makna and the kona. The fact that the seller wants to give it and the buyer wants to acquire it, that's what makes property change hands. But we need some kind of indication of seriousness. We need some proof that something's actually taking place. So therefore, we need an action in order to solidify that das. That's really what a kinyan is. Kinyan is essentially the proof that this das has actually taken place. So when we talked about Kiddushin, we talked about the role of the kinyan there being an expression of seriousness that the relationship should be sanctified, so to speak, in seriousness and commitment. And that's the type of role that a kinyan plays. So we want to know how to do something seriously, so we look to Hilchos Kinyan. So he then points out also there's a taz that says that if you have a shliach who has chametz on your behalf, so the shliach can decide to be mevatel l'chametz. How could he be mevatel l'chametz? Who gave him the authority to be mevatel l'chametz? So some explain within the Taz, Rav Shlomo Kluger and others, that since it's an anansadi, and since it's clear that the owner of the chametz is going to want this to be done, so therefore that creates the kinyan, that if we had a way of knowing that there was for sure this seriousness between the two parties, we wouldn't need an actual kinyan in order to give someone that kind of authority. But really, the kinyan is just a way of establishing that the seriousness is there. So if that's the case, so he wanted to suggest as follows, that the Hakutse, the whole Havamina here is, that really we know that Riyah is not Kona. That seeing something is not going to establish that it's yours. But maybe it actually is the kinyan, that maybe the seriousness actually takes place at that moment. But we can't rely on that practically because we have no proof of it. So we need an action of the kinyan in order to display the seriousness. But the Havamina was that maybe if we have an action later, maybe that action should retroactively establish that there was seriousness when he first saw it. So if somebody sees something and then later on does an act of the kinyan, maybe that should retroactively establish that when he first saw it, it actually was his. So that's an interesting discussion to have. I think we could expand the parameters of the discussion a little bit. I don't have any conclusive thoughts about this, but I think it's something to think about. Could we be mechalik between two categories and then maybe actually be mechalik between three categories? So what we just discussed about the requirement of seriousness between the two parties, so is there perhaps room to distinguish between a kinyan that involves a seller and a buyer and hefker? Maybe when you have a seller and a buyer, so we need something to signify the mutual seriousness from both parties. But maybe Hefker could have a different standard. And maybe Hefker, when something is already ownerless, so it's just a question of one party identifying it for himself, so maybe that could have either a lower standard or a higher standard. I see reasons for both. Why a lower standard? Because it already doesn't have an owner. But why might it need a higher standard? Anyone have any thoughts why it might have a higher threshold?
Yes? It's easier to recognize mutual seriousness as opposed to single.
Okay, I think that's true. Yeah, why should that be true, though? I think you're right. Just sharpen it a little bit. I think if you have something that's hefker and somebody wants to claim it, so you have the good possibility of 20 people seeing it at the same time, and each one arguing, "I saw it first." Well, if you have an agreed upon transaction between two people, so then at least we've narrowed our possibilities. And we have more room to put more significance in a less tangible act. And that essentially acquiring something from Hefker seems to basically be about excluding everyone else. Because the whole world theoretically could pick this up. So I could definitely see also a reason to make it more absolute. Now, it's also interesting, so once we say, what would be mechalik between a normal kinyan and hefker? I know we're a little bit over time, I'll let you go in a second, but you could also perhaps be mechalik between a hefker situation and a metziah situation. And this to draw upon a little bit what we've been talking about on Sundays in the second parak, that if you want to be kona something as a metziah, so then the presumption is that there is yeish, or no simanim, or something of the sort. So we saw that Yeish is Machlokus Rishonim, or could be a Machlokus Rishonim, even that's a little bit up in the air, that Yeish may be comparable to Hefker, or may be different than Hefker. But we saw especially the Ketzos, the Nesivis, and others, who says that one difference between Yeish and Hefker is that Yeish only takes effect in terms of leaving the original owner's Rishus when it's picked up by the other person. So maybe we have a new standard now in terms of how we're going to determine that this person is the one who has this kind of shaykhis to the object. So maybe we'll need more. But it's also interesting, some of the achronim are medayik in the Rambam. And when the Rambam talks in this Rambam, I put on the Maamar Chumash, so take a look, that when the Rambam says that you acquire something through kinyanim, when you have a transaction between people, so in the context of Metziah V'Aveda, he doesn't have a requirement of any actual kinyan. He just has the language that the Gemara has here of Asuli Yode, that it reaches your hands. When the object reaches your hands, so then it becomes yours. So maybe there is a whole different gather here in terms of how you're acquiring something, that your acquisition is not a kinyan in terms of nobody's transferring the property to you. It's a little bit more like Hefker because there's no owner transferring the property. But it's also a little bit different than Hefker because Hefker is ownerless right away. This only becomes yours and leaves the original owner's rishus once you pick it up. Maybe we need a process by which it can be narrowed down to you, or which by which you have enough status that it can be considered yours rather than the owner's. So I don't have an absolute conclusion on any of that, but I think it's an interesting avenue to explore what exactly any of that could mean. Aaron?
Would that include what Tosafot said about doing a maisa?
So perhaps, yeah, perhaps that maisa, except again, that maisa will even more extreme. But the idea that it has to at least come to your hands, what does that mean in the Kenyan here? So the idea that it comes to your hands means this is how we have now determined that you are the person who has access to this object while the owner no longer has access, and you have access as opposed to him, and as opposed to anyone else who may come and pick it up. And again, that's the basic premise of our Mishnah, that it gives you some type of status to get into. So we're over time, so let's just go now. So tomorrow, just take a look at the second section of Amar Komos. Maybe I'll expand it a little bit. I'll send Jonathan a little more. But we'll also try.